Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon, and that will actually just take you to Amazon. We get a little bit of a commission off of that. Again, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Use that next time you shop online. Next one's July 22nd, 1954, episode 190, and the title is Indian War Clouds. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The Silver Eagle! A cry of the wild, a trail of danger, a scarlet rider of the Northwest mounted, serving justice with the swiftness of an arrow. The Silver Eagle! The untamed North, frontier of adventure and peril. The lone, mysterious North, where one man dedicated to the motto of the Canadian Northwest Mounted Police faces danger and death to bring in the lawless and maintain the right, the most famous Monty of them all, the Silver Eagle.
The transcribed record and events dealing with our Silver Eagle case after this.
And now our Silver Eagle adventure, Indian War Clouds. It is dusk on the prairies of Assiniboia. Camped on a good site along the east bank of Eagle Hill Creek is a small party of Cree Indians, the best hunters of their tribe. The embers of their fire glow dimly in the gathering darkness, and the braves dream of good hunting on the morrow. On the west bank of the creek, shielded by a clump of trees and the darkness of the night, several men have gathered. Across the creek, they see the last red embers of the dying fire, and they know the Crees have gone to sleep.
Everything ready?
Yeah, Matt. All set.
This has got to be good, Pete. Remember that.
Don't worry about it, I tell you.
Pete, we'll never get away with it.
You watch. Let's go.
Let's go, boys.
Shut up, you!
I don't want no evidence left here that the Mounties can pick up.
Stop worrying, will you? Quiet back there.
Scar'll hit him on the other side, right?
I told you to stop worrying. All right, boys. Now get this. We don't want to leave any of them Injuns alive.
That's right. Don't worry about
it. Okay, boys. Let's get them!
Get that Injun! There's one breaking the horse.
I'll fix him. The last time he won.
They're all dead! Stop wasting your bullets! Quiet down! Pete's got something to say to you.
That's better.
Now, each of you knows what he's supposed to do. Scar.
Yeah?
Go back across the creek and get that Injun we bagged before. The rest of you do what I told you to do.
Right. Sure.
Not an Injun left alive. When we leave that one we got earlier today, everything will be perfect. Then tomorrow night, when the other tribe gets the same medicine, there's going to be the doggondest Injun war you've ever seen.
Howdy, Joe.
Okay, bro. Hey, Jim, it be Matt Reardon.
How am I, man?
Thanks, Sergeant.
From look of you, monsieur, I think you travel a long way, very fast.
Anything wrong, man?
You ain't gonna like what I'm gonna tell you, Sergeant.
What?
I left my trading post early this morning. I was going out to get some of my traps that needed repairing, and I come across a small band of Blackfeet over at Muddy Lake.
Well, there don't be nothing wrong with that, monsieur.
They were all dead, Joe.
Sacre bleu.
What? Every single one of them. Must have been a fight. I saw one dead Cree near the Blackfeet.
Cree Indian dead with Blackfeet?
That means trouble. The Blackfeet and the Crees don't like each other. It might mean war between them.
That's right. And when them Indians get mad, they don't care who they scalp.
When do you think this massacre took place, Matt?
Sometime last night, Sergeant.
But someone else coming, Jim.
You better open the door for him.
The sergeant here?
May we, monsieur?
I gotta talk to him.
I'm Cigar Doobie, Sergeant. I was bringing some furs up to Battleford when I stumbled across a band of dead Injuns.
We just heard about that, Monsieur Doobie.
I just told him about the dead Blackfeet over at Muddy Lake.
You may be talking about Blackfeet, mister, but I'm talking about Crees. 8 Crees, 1 Blackfoot, all dead over on Snow Hill Creek.
Jim, you hear what he said? Those be different ones.
It's going to mean war between the Crees and the Blackfeet. And if that's what's going to happen, I'm going back up to my trading post and clear out my stock while I can still get it. I'm going to need some help, Doby. You want a job?
I don't know. Sounds kind of dangerous.
I'll pay you good.
You got a deal.
Then let's go. Let's see you again, Sergeant.
You think you two better be careful, monsieur?
Don't worry. We'll be plenty careful.
By the following morning, the news had spread like wildfire. From Fort Saskatchewan to Medicine Hat, from Regina to Batoche, the word of the impending Indian war sped over the telegraph wires, reached the townspeople, and then spread out across the farm and prairie country like a thing alive. The seeds of war had been sown, and no one was to be spared. From east and west, from north and south, came the tribes of the great Indian nations. And before the anger and fury of their hatred, the white settlers fled and banded together behind the stockades of the forts and built barricades in the towns. Slowly, the spark was fanned, and the coals glowed with a white-hot heat, waiting for the precise moment to burst into the raging inferno of war. And at Matt Reardon's trading post...
I told you, Matt. I told you everything would work out just like we planned.
You were right, Pete.
Scar's already made a deal with Gray Wolf, the Blackfoot chief. And Running Deer of the Crees ought to be here any time now. We're going to make a pile of money on this deal.
The only thing I worry about is that Mounty Silver Eagle and that big Frenchy pal of his.
He won't catch on to us. He thinks we're real good citizens. You and Scar going to warn him that way, he'd never figure it was us.
That must be Running Deer and some of his braves.
Scar will be with him.
Matt, Pete, I got Running Deer with me. This is the man I was talking about, Running Deer.
Sagra. A cheer, my trader.
How, Running Deer? What can I do for you?
Hope thou gonna camp. Guns. Me want guns.
You come to the right man.
You give me...
Wait a minute. Now, not so fast. They cost me a lot of money.
Me pay. First, wampum, whatever trader want.
I'll give you all the guns and ammunition you need, but the price will be high. I'll send Pete and Scar here along with you, and you can send back all the furs and wampum you got. Is it a deal? Good. Scar, yeah. Pete, yeah. Help me get those guns and bullets loaded on my wagon.
Why we stop here at Matt's trading post, Jim?
I want to find out if he's learned anything new. Maybe we can give him a hand bringing his stock into town. Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, my dear. He should hold off war so far, Jim, but the Joe can smell him in there.
That's right, Joe. It'll break out at any moment unless we can stop it.
Jim, look there on ground. Lots of horses come here. No shoes. Injun horses.
Maybe Matt can tell us about them. Come on.
Yeah. Poor trolls scuff up too, Jim, like people's carry heavy things.
They've been moving the stock from the trading post, Joe.
Why, it's a Silver Eagle and Joe Bedeau.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Hello, Matt. We came out to see if you needed any help.
Oh, come on in.
Go ahead, Joe. You still have a lot of stock left here, Matt.
I had a big year, Sergeant, trading with the Injuns and the trappers.
We noticed some hoof prints of Indian horses out there.
Yeah. A bunch of them came out here this morning trying to buy some guns. I told them I didn't have any.
Where's Scar Doobie?
Moore sent him into Battleford with a load of furs. He'll be back tomorrow morning.
It'd be safer for you, monsieur, if you'd be in town.
That's the way I figure it, Joe. Doby's going to bring back some extra wagons in the morning. We can cart the rest of my stock in then.
I wouldn't stay out here any longer than necessary, Matt.
I won't.
We'll be leaving, then. I'll probably see you in Battleford.
Just as soon as I can get there.
We'll see you, monsieur.
You bet, Joe.
Yeah. You think Matt better get out too sweet, Jim?
Yes. He said the Indians were looking for guns. They must be counting on someone to supply them.
Who'd be crazy like that, Chief?
A lot of unscrupulous men, Joe. It's an easy way to... Wait a minute, Joe.
What's wrong?
Look down there. Look at these hoof prints.
They'd be made by ancient ponies.
Yes, most of them, but look there. Prints of horses that have been shod.
Someone else may come here after Asians do. Then they ride off same way.
Yes, that may be it. We have a long trail ahead of us, Joe.
We go now, Jim.
We'll ride over to Muddy Lake. I want to see the ground where that massacre took place.
thing we heard him riding up, Matt.
Do you think the Silver Eagle suspected anything?
Nah.
I think he is suspicious. We ought to get rid of him. If he ever gets on to us, Pete, we won't stand a chance.
We gotta stop sometime. Let's clear out.
Will you shut up? I say let's get rid of him and his partner.
That's what I say, too.
They were riding off toward Muddy Lake. We'll trail him, and when it gets dark, the three of us will take care of him. Let's go get our horses saddled. We can't let a Mountie and a big French Canuck stop a profitable Injun war.
Back to our thrilling Silver Eagle adventure in just a few seconds. But first, listen to this.
Have you heard the news? There's more to Prime than free two-day shipping on shoes. There are tons of movies ready to stream. It's like living in a film lover's dream. More to Prime.
So, what can I stream?
Let's ask the choir.
RoboCop, World War Z, and the Hunger Games catching fire.
And more! Prime lets you stream to TVs, tablets, phones. Plus, we started all our shipping by drones.
Legally, we need to inform the viewers we have not yet begun shipping by drones.
Millions of songs, including your favorite tune. You know the one by Walk the Moon. More to Prime. More to Prime.
I want to join. How much should I pay?
You can sign up for a free trial today. So let's sing it one more time. There's more to Prime.
For your free 30-day trial, go to otrwesterns.com/prime. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/prime.
Now back to the Silver Eagle, Sergeant Jim West of the Mounties, and his stirring adventure, Indian War Cloud. The plains of Assiniboia are menaced with the threat of war between the Blackfoot and Cree Indians. The air is alive with tension, for no one knows when the first shot of the war will be fired. The Silver Eagle and Joe Badeau have ridden over to Muddy Lake to inspect the spot at which a small band of Blackfoot Indians had been attacked and murdered.
Oh,
my little heaven. Oh, little one.
This is the place, Joe.
Yep.
Look at the ground.
We sure see track of Blackfeet.
The remains of their campfire right over there.
From look of it, they were surprised at what happened.
If we were camping here, Joe, from what point would be the best place to attack us?
From behind that rise. Right over there.
Let's take a look over there.
This be where they track, Jim. Look at prints on soft ground. What son of a gumdrops? Those don't be.
No, they're not moccasin prints, Joe. Those are the prints of hard-heeled boots.
Which mean not Indian kill Blackfoot.
Yes, and I'll wager that white men also attacked that band of Crees over on Snow Hill Creek.
Then white men are ones who try to start war.
Attack the Crees and make it look like the Blackfeet did it. Then do the same to the Blackfeet. Then sell guns to both sides and make a fortune.
Hey, here be spot where they wait, Jim. Joe think there'll be maybe 5-6 men.
We'll camp here tonight, Joe. We'll go see Chief Gray Wolf in the morning.
Well, we don't go tonight, Jim.
The Indians are nervous and jumpy, Joe. If we were to try and get through tonight, one of Gray Wolf's sentries would have an arrow in our backs before we knew it.
I guess that's right. You're right, Jim. We can't see our finish in the dark. It's better to be killed in daylight. Hey, what I say?
Come on, let's get some sleep. Are you awake?
Sure be awake, Jim.
Don't move. I believe you're asleep. That was battle winning. There's someone around this camp. I think they're up on that rise.
Like Joe say, it'd be a good place to attack from. What we gonna do, Jim?
Make believe we're sleeping. That'll bring them down here. Keep your gun handy. We'll wait until they show themselves. When they do...
We give them fight they not expect.
How much longer, Pete?
We've been here an hour now. Guess they're sleeping.
By Judas, if we're going to kill them, let's get it done with and get out of here.
All right, let's go.
All right, Joe, now.
Does Joe be with you, Chief?
Hey, they're awake. Shoot at them, you fool.
They're still coming. I'm getting out of here.
I'm going with you.
Wait! Wait for me, you crazy coward!
Hey, Chief! They run away!
I was afraid they would, Joe.
Joe followed them. Even in dark, Joe trailed them.
No, Joe, we'll get them later. They're not as important as seeing Grey Wolf and stopping him from doing anything. We'll tell him what we know. If he believes this, there'll be no war. If he doesn't...
If he do not believe, Joe, think how you say it. We be dead certain!
Morning dawns gray and cold. Ominous dark war clouds hover over Abbasimoy. As the Silver Eagle and Joe Badeau ride into the village of Grey Wolf and his Blackfeet, they sense a tension tight as a drawn bowstring, ready to loose the arrow of death at any moment.
Keep looking straight ahead, Joe.
I can't help look at their paint faces, and they got me like to kill you, look.
Keep moving, Joe.
May we, mon ami.
That's Grey Wolf's lodge right ahead.
If they let us through, Jim.
This is as far as we can go, Joe. This mount.
May we? What? Hey, Jim, they grabbed me.
Don't let the hand against them, Joe.
I can't leave hands, Jim.
Grey Wolf! Grey Wolf!
Ogdo mama shamagonis! Segba! Segba!
What Wabber Jacques want?
To talk to you, Grey Wolf. I come as your friend.
Silver Eagle come to camp of Blackfoot. Want Blackfoot forget attack by Cree. Want Blackfoot braves go back to teepee. In vain of Blackfoot is blood, not water. Grey Wolf say Blackfoot, Sholona Cree.
Wait a minute, Grey Wolf, wait.
Segba, Segba the governor. What Wabba Jacques once say?
Just this. Have you ever known me to lie to you, Grey Wolf?
Wabba Jacques not man of forked tongue.
Joe and I came to tell you that it wasn't the Cree Nation who attacked your people. It's the truth, Grey Wolf.
Who then kill brave?
White men, Grey Wolf. I'll prove it to you. They planned to start an Indian war, even get the whites into it. They'd make a handsome profit on the guns and ammunition they sold.
Oh, profit? What men? Who make plains run red with blood?
The white man's justice will take care of them, but you must help me catch them. You must promise me that you'll keep your braves from doing anything that might cause trouble. Joe and I'll ride over to Running Deer's camp and get his promise, too. I'll tell him that Grey Wolf and Wabba Jacques will meet with him to smoke the peace pipe as soon as this is settled. Will you do as I ask, Grey Wolf?
Grey Wolf do as Wabba Jacques say.
Good. Now, this is the rest of my plan.
Pat, I think it's time we cleared out of here.
We made enough money from the engines.
You two weaseling cowards have been running things long enough. We're going to stay here till we get every last pelt that's around. Wait a minute.
Who's that outside?
It's Grey Wolf and four of his braves.
What do you suppose they want?
Guns, of course. And we'll be downright glad to sell them to them.
What cheer, Grey Wolf?
Oh.
What can I do for you, Grey Wolf?
Injun want guns. Pay, trader. All guns you have left, we pay for. Much wampum.
Will you listen to that now? I told you there was nothing to worry about, Matt. He's going to take the rest of the guns off our hands.
White men bring guns to Blackfoot Village.
When do you want them, Grey Wolf?
Tonight. Bring guns tonight. We can load the wagon full and drive it to their camp, Matt. Then we can clear out of here.
All right, Grey Wolf. It's a deal. We'll bring all the guns we got to your camp tonight.
It'd be a good thing Running Deer believe you, Jim. For a while, Joe not think he gonna let us right away from Cree camp.
The important thing is that he believe me, Joe.
He know Silver Eagle and Joe, but don't ever tell lie to him.
Why you clear Injuns out of this Blackfoot village?
For two reasons, Joe. I don't want any of Grey Wolf's people to be hurt. I don't want them to get their hands on Matt and his friends. Listen, Joe. They're coming. Now remember what has to be done.
By Judas, I'm going to be glad to clear out of here.
I don't like the looks of this.
What's the matter, Scar?
I don't care what you say. This is Grey Wolf's village, and I don't see anybody to meet us.
Probably hide until they're sure it's us. Just a minute, you'll probably see nothing but Injuns. Hey, what was that?
It's an arrow, almost all the way through the sideboard.
Something's gone wrong.
Duck down. We're going to need some cover. We'll get in the back.
Over there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Grey Wolf! You're making a mistake! You're shooting at your friends!
What's the matter with that crazy engine? I told you I didn't like it.
Grey Wolf! Why don't you come out and get the gun?
Duck down.
I don't get it. How are we going to get out of here?
Hey, wait a minute. Let me see that arrow.
I'll get it. It's in deep, but this one didn't go through the sideboard like the first one. The point broke off, but here's the shaft.
Just what I figured.
What you talking about?
Look, an eagle feather.
Hey, that means...
The silver eagle.
And there's that pal of his. We gotta get out of here.
Let's get this wagon moving.
Not so fast, go. That won't do you any good. Don't surround it. Drop your guns on the ground and surrender.
What are we gonna do?
Do as he says. Drop the guns, but don't touch this one on the seat. He and the Frenchie will come up together. He won't be expecting nothing.
How about it, Matt?
Well, come on, answer him.
You got us dead to rights, Sergeant. We'll do as you say.
Now drop them to the ground. What do you want us to do, Sergeant? Just stay right there.
He's coming. I don't see that Frenchie pal of his.
He's probably right in back of it. It's now or never. Mask me while I reach for the gun.
Hey!
Oh, no, you don't, monsieur!
It's a Frenchie!
That's right, monsieur!
Get him off me! Come on, get him!
Sure, it's take that gun! No, sure, fight on your Frenchie, monsieur!
Hold it! You're under arrest in the name of the Queen.
It'd be a good thing you sent me round back a wagon, Silver Eagle. This one was going to shoot you. When I jump in the wagon, he fall back like he is now. You very brave with gun. Why are you not so brave now, monsieur? Huh?
Pete can't talk to you. Look, when he tried to kill the Silver Eagle and you jumped into the wagon, he fell back and... He's pierced with that arrow that went through the sideboard.
Looks like he ended his own war. I told him we'd never get away with it.
So it is that I, Grey Wolf, chief of all the Blackfeet, say this. In the moons to come, may the Blackfeet and the Crees live together in peace with each other and with the white men. For it is foolish to fight amongst ourselves. And let us remember what Wabijakwe, the Silver Eagle, has taught us. To have faith in our brother. And that the spirit of evil will always be defeated with justice and with goodness.
Today's story of the Great Northwest was written by Richard Thorne. Jim Amici stars in the part of Jim West. Joe Badeau is played by Jacques Lister. The Silver Eagle is a copyrighted transcribed feature of Jewel Radio and Television Productions. This is Bill O'Connor.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day. Thank you.